I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We haven't really talked a lot of football. One thing that I saw from, I guess it was last week, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see Pete Carroll sticking up for Geno Smith?
I did.
Okay, so Geno Smith, there was a sign when the Raiders went into Seattle for the preseason game, game one last week. There was a sign that said, big or bust, Geno or Jamarcus Russell, and Geno Smith flipped the guy off, and then Pete Carroll stuck up for him. I love that from Pete Carroll, and I'm good for Geno. That's a different. Was Geno, like, it'd be one thing if the Jets fans did it. Seattle, Geno was actually good in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, listen, some of these fans think they have a license to do or say or whatever they want, and, you know, you wouldn't do or say or tweet or whatever probably 90-plus percent of the vile vitriol that's on social media if you were standing in front of those people, because you just don't have the stones to do it. So, you know, I like what he did. Like, you talk about Aaron Glenn and how he's trying to get his culture going and, you know, and hitting early in camp. You know, that is that coach's way, Pete Carroll's way of getting his own culture. The Raiders have been so bad for so long. Everybody goes about it differently. You stand up for each other. You have each other's back. So I love what he did.
Yeah, and I think the real difference is not to say that Glenn is exactly like Pete Carroll, but both teams changing the culture in their own ways. I wanted Pete Carroll with the Jets. You know that.
You did.
I think he's going to be great out there with the Raiders. Now, I don't think the team's going to be great necessarily, but he's going to build that thing up over the course of the next 2-3 years to the right way, because Pete Carroll has done that before. But I just thought it was interesting from a Seahawks fan base perspective, why one person even so would write that sign and call Geno a bigger bust when he had his best years with Seattle and wasn't bad. And I think the true answer, ironically enough, to that question, if I were Geno, instead of flipping him the double bird, the true answer to who's a bigger bust, Geno Smith or Jamarcus Russell, my answer would be Sam Darnold, who's your current quarterback out there in Seattle.
Yeah.
Think about it. Darnold's a bigger bust, maybe not as Jamarcus Russell, but certainly more so than Geno Smith.
Yes.
Sam Darnold with the Jets.
Yes.
And, I mean, Sam Darnold was an absolute bust.
Yes.
And even though he had some success last year, do you really believe? Now, you were higher on Darnold than I was.
Mm-hmm.
He fell apart in the postseason. I don't think he's going to be great with Seattle.
I don't think he's going to be great either. I mean, listen, he's good. He's solid. He's obviously stabilized his career. Geno sat and watched for a bunch of years. Now, Darnold, I do think that his first couple of years with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, the organization just sabotaged his entire existence because they were completely incompetent there. But I think that when you, like, and I thought this in real time, too, there was evidence to me, and statistically, if you guys want to check it out, that Sam Darnold wasn't nearly as bad as some people remember him being with the Jets. Like, he wasn't Zach Wilson. He wasn't even really Geno. Like, he just wasn't the third overall pick in the draft, and then he was gone, and he had mono, and just things came off the rails. But if you look at some of his years, and I remember it was his rookie year. They played up in Buffalo, meaningless game, and he played great. And there's this one play, and it must have gone on for like 20 seconds, no exaggeration, where he went to the sideline, to the flats, came back, ran around like a lunatic, and threw, I think, to Curley, maybe not Curley, but threw a touchdown pass. Like, I thought there was evidence that Darnold was going to be good. I hope that there was evidence with Zach on why I didn't really see it, but I saw some flickers with Sam. I was like, he could be the guy.
NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And a huge game, obviously, coming up Saturday. Now, huge relative to the preseason.
No, we're pumped for it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Jets Giants, I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. You're going to get a lot of run. I don't know about Sauce. I don't know about Malignan. I doubt Neighbors is playing, not even practicing. Hopefully Sauce is out there. We'll see. But by the way, just to pay that off, I looked it up for everybody. His second season with the Jets, he was 62% completion. Darnold, 3,000-plus yards, 19 touchdowns, 13 picks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he's all world.
So was that the season he saw a ghost, or no? Or was
no,
that,
I think that was the next year. Okay. I think that was 2020. And even his first year, 17 touchdowns, 15 picks.
They set him up to
either
fail.
Way, that's the point.
We get that 100%, point. But he was a bust.
Third overall pick.
But trade up to get him, like, oh, can't miss. That was the guy that they wanted. Sucked for Sam the whole year.
Yeah, there's no question. But there's, like, to me, I mean, there's Jamarcus Russell bust. There's just guys who get out there like, good God, this guy's horrendous. Like
Vernon Golston.
Vernon,
I'm not just
never
talking about
got a sack.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
zero.
A guy like that to be picked where he would, D. Milner. I mean, those are just some that come to mind.
Even Neil from the Giants so far.
Yeah, I know. He's been.
D. Milner.
Right,
yeah,
so
D.
At least,
Milner.
At least Darnold. Like, you could say Baker Mayfield has been a bust relative to the expectations as well, but he's had a.
We're on the same page. Yeah. He's been a competent player the last couple of years.
Yeah, I just thought that was unfair to Geno myself. Which
I do too. Geno always had talent. Like, you know, he's getting a little bit older, but Geno could still move. He's got a good arm.
I don't love him as a quarterback. Yeah, I don't love him as a quarterback. He did a good job with Seattle.
I think he did a very good job with Seattle.
And by the way, a big part of Darnold's success last year was a lot of people think because of Kevin O'Connell. So we're going to see how he does now without Kevin O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
Geno didn't have Kevin O'Connell.
No, he didn't.
In Seattle. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the phones. Tom is calling from Merrick. What's up, Tom?
How you doing, BT?
And Sal, what's going on, Tommy?
Hey, how are you? I was just calling up. I was I'm a Mets season ticket holder. Went to the game on Tuesday night. One of the better Mets games I've ever went to. Woke up Wednesday morning. You got the lapdog there, the San Francisco fan. He's telling me how I'm supposed to feel as a Mets fan. And I got to admit, I was pretty angry, so I was going to the game last night really excited to shove it down Russo's face that the Mets are going to go on a nice little streak here. First two innings, they couldn't have possibly looked better, and then we come into the fourth inning, and it's just, you really have to start thinking the Mets season is probably over.
Whoa,
I mean, it's
Tommy,
ridiculous. Tom, it's ridiculous. First of all, why do you care what Dog says?
I grew up on Mike and the Mad Dog, man.
Me too.
We all did.
Me too, but why do you care what he says? That was over-the-top negativity for no reason with the Mets. So why would you let that bother you? Well, I love Dog. He's my idol. He was out of line there. And to me, now, it gets a lot of play, and that's what he's supposed to do. It was highly entertaining. That's what Dog is. But
it was no doubt for clicks. Nobody doubts that. But I don't want to be told, Tierney, you did it a little bit yesterday, too. I don't want to be told how to feel as a Met fan. Okay. I'm a Met season ticket holder. I'm an Islander season ticket holder. I haven't had much success in life. So seeing Pete do that was pretty awesome.
I don't think that I said that it wasn't.
You should enjoy it, regardless of what anybody says.
What did I say?
We're all downplaying the number that it's only 253. Everybody's, you know, saying the fans overhyped it in the middle of this disaster of a stretch the Mets are on. It's like the only good thing we've had in a month.
The way I would say it, Tom, and thank you for the call, and I thought that you were fair on it. Like,
I tried to be. I mean, it's 250-something, but I said, hey, great moment. I'm happy it was at home.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
Here's the best way that I could say this. We're authentic. We're real every single day. I grew up a Met fan. The day before he broke the record, we came on the air and I was like, I don't even really care about it.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I don't care about the record. However, watching it that night in real time, I started to get into it a little bit and think about it a little bit deeper. To Strawberry's point, we had him on, in case you missed it, check it out on the Free Odyssey app. He said no, he didn't even know who we beat. Like, that's how little of a deal it was in 1988 when he passed Dave Kingman to take the all-time Mets franchise lead. He didn't even know who he beat. That's how little of a deal. Now, that record was held for 37 years. I knew nothing else other than Darryl Strawberry, the all-time home run leader. I don't even care about that type of record. I care about team wins. But in the moment, I thought it was cool and I thought it was fun. And it is special, whatever franchise it may be, whatever the total may be, when you have somebody break a record that stood for 37 years, and it's important to the franchise. So you as a fan, regardless of what BT or me or Russo or anybody else says, you can enjoy it. But we're allowed to have our...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our own opinions on it. And mine went from not really caring to thinking, okay, that's pretty cool, back to not caring because I care primarily about what the team does as far as winning. And I think that's the root of the issue with our last caller. He's mad at everybody else because the Mets are falling apart right here.
Hey, you got to redirect that energy, buddy. It ain't my fault. You got no starting staff. What do you want me to do about it? And what does it say? What does it say about Mad Dog? He has not been on the station in how many? When was his last year?
When did he leave again? 2007-ish. Maybe it was two. Yeah, I think it was 2007.
He's not been on the station in almost 20 years, and you got a guy calling saying he's pissed off at Mad Dog's take. I mean, that just tells you how good Chris is.
Yeah, but that's what Dog does. He's going to rain on every parade possible.
Yeah.
And over the top, like he was destroying.
It was ridiculous.
He was Gary Cohen. Destroying Gary Cohen and destroying the Mets. Like, come on, dude, that's ridiculous. But Mets fan, it's either you either listen to it and you laugh it off, or you take it seriously. And I don't know why you would take it seriously. And I love, like I said, I love dogs.
So
I'm
so
not gonna knock him. One of my idols. I love
him on the radio. I don't listen to him anymore. But I mean, he was the man. He was great. He was great.
But I do think. Me personally, that's over the top, unnecessary negativity for really no reason. But
yeah, and look at the reaction. Hey, let's get this in. Guess whose birthday it is today?
Jay Horowitz.
Yeah, Jay Horowitz, 80.
Yeah,
80 years old.
Happy birthday, Jay.
He's such a good guy. He started in 1980 with the Mets the year before the strike. I believe he was at FDU before that, and maybe NYU. You know, he's a big St. John's guy. I saw him a lot at St. John's games this year. He's out there following Patino's crew.
I saw him recently out at Citi Field. Still great. Still looks the same to me. Now, how do you know? I saw it on social media before.
How do I know, Jay?
That it was his birthday.
Yeah, I saw it on social as well. Okay, yeah. Just wanted to give him a pop.
Yeah, 80. I mean, that's a big deal. And nobody knows the Mets better than Jay. He was there.
I can promise you, though, if Jay was still running the show, the ball's not saying down go Straw.
Got to find out what went into that one. We asked Straw about it. Now we got to find out what happened about that. Darren is calling from Manalapan. What's up, Darren?
Love your guys' work. Thank you so much. I'm going to be talking to Mile a Minute here. I'm a day one guy, first time, because you guys inspired me. Sal, you're actually right over BT. The mic drop is Soto 159 OPS plus for his career. Tied for 19th all time with a few dudes like Hank Greenberg and others. Third amongst actives. Judge is sixth all-time at 177, and Trout is 170. Otani also a 159 OPS plus. I'm a baseball nut, not really a stat guy, but OPS plus provides context.
Mm-hmm.
Soto, 2019, we know what he did for the Nats. You know the legendary at-bat last year against Cleveland, taking them to the World Series. He has earned the right to see how this season and the playoffs play out.
Of course
you
he has.
You gotta believe the NL East is not over.
Yeah, there we go, man.
Darren,
fire me up today, BT. How about that?
I love it, Darren. Good job. You can tell he is piped in. Darren, yeah. Awesome. Now, I'll ask you this. I'm not so sure if the Jay, you know, get a jaded answer here. I don't know. But he mentioned Trout, not me.
Yeah.
He mentioned Judge, not me.
Yeah.
He mentioned Soto. We both had the Soto discussion. Right. If you had your choice of prime Mike Trout, prime Aaron Judge, prime Juan Soto, I don't even want to know who you would take first. I want to know your order. I want to know your order.
See, here's why it's...
I know mine.
Yeah, here's why it's a difficult thing for me to answer. I've never been a big Trout fan. I know the numbers. I understand that. But he did it in a regular season. Like, I value postseason. Judge, I said, is the best player I've ever seen. I think a lot of people would say that about Mike Trout, especially the younger fans. But of those three, before I give you my order, answer me who's more proven in the postseason of the three.
No, there's no question. It's Juan Soto.
Like, it's not,
not even debate. It's not even close.
It's not even close.
Well, first of all, Trout never gets there. Right. When Judge does, he doesn't really do anything.
So that's where, and then if I'm valuing that more than the other stuff, like, I acknowledge that Trout all around better player. I acknowledge Judge all around better player, bigger numbers, all that stuff. But but I value postseason. So I guess the way that I would answer it is if I want one of those guys to be on my team or at the top of my order in the playoffs, it's going to be Juan Soto.
Okay. Who would you have second?
I don't know, man. It's tough. Because if I answer Trout, then it looks like I'm crapping on Judge, which I'm not. But because he plays center field.
No,
you're saying at their peak.
It's part of that prime. It's part of the calculus position.
Yeah. So that's why I probably... I mean, but again, what are we? What's the? We're just saying going into a season, which one would you take at their prime?
You can say starting. I always like to say starting a team. Like, to me, that's the, like, if it's my money and I'm starting a team and I've got access to X, Y, and Z, what's my selection?
I'd probably go. So I'm taking postseason out of the equation.
Yeah,
I'd probably go Trout, Judge, Soto because of center field.
Fair. I would still go Judge, then Trout, then Soto. I thought about maybe Trout one. And Judge too.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it were postseason or one big at bat, game on the line, they're all in their prime. One at bat, I'm taking Soto.
I don't think anybody's going to, I'm not going to push back on that. I mean, the thing too is, like, it's been so long since Mike Trout was Mike Trout. You know, if you and I are sitting in a bar having this conversation 7, 8, 9 years ago, Mike Trout was Mickey Mantle.
Honestly, that was a comparison. Hoff, he's chiming in here in my headset. Why don't you bring that on the air? I don't understand. Go ahead.
Just add Giancarlo Stanton to that mix, and who would you take
out of the four?
Yeah.
In
the playoff scenario that you were talking about,
I'd still go Soto one, strikes out less and walks more. Soto one, Stanton two. Judge 3, Trout 4, because Trout never gets there?
I still would not. I know that Stanton's had big postseason. I think that that's a... I think it's just... Again, I'm not trying to rip the guy. I think it's more...
Yankee hater alert!
No, I'd rather have Judge than Stanton, even without
what?
The... Yes!
In the playoffs? No, you're talking playoffs, right?
Yeah, he said playoffs.
You gotta get Stanton.
No, because I think a byproduct of Judge being in that lineup has helped Giancarlo Stanton succeed. I'm not trying to minimize Stanton. I think what he's done in the postseason has been fluky, maybe a strong word.
You think?
I don't trust him to be consistently dominant. I trust Judge more. And I know he hasn't done it yet.
I know.
But I just don't like Stanton's at-bats. If he's on a heater, you can't get the guy out. Yeah. He's hitting the ball 9,000 miles.
Yeah.
But if he's not, he looks like he doesn't belong in a batter's box.
But here's the thing. He very rarely looks that way in October. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gone over all the numbers. I still would have him. I don't think he belongs in that conversation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.